You're listening to Insight on CAP Radio. I'm Beth Ruyak. Sometimes, take a deep breath with me, with the weighty issues that we deal with and all the complexities of life around us, it's nice to just take a break from it all, to laugh for a while, especially at the difficulties we deal with. So if that's what you're looking for, mark this Sunday on your calendar. The Invisible Disabilities Comedy Hour is staging its biggest show yet. It's at Punchline Sacramento in the studio with me. Two comedians who are the show's producers, and they are Ali Ada. Hi. And Drew Kimsey. Hi, Drew. Hey. So Invisible Disabilities invites obvious questions. One would be, what is one? But why don't you tell me what is one by sharing your own? Ali Ada?
Well, for our show, I have many invisible disabilities. For our show, I do comedy based on my anxiety and depression and my bladder disease. And yeah, so there's a lot of material there.
It feels terrible to laugh at that when you
That's the thing about the show. We're giving you guys permission to laugh with us. We're allowing you to laugh with us because we're giving you the permission. It's kind of like, it's actually Drew here has an invisible disabilities definition. If you want to talk about that for a second.
Sure. Yeah. So an invisible disability is a physical, mental, or neurological condition that limits a person's movements, senses, or activities that's invisible to the onlooker. So a person can be going through, you know, like Ali said, anxiety, depression, essential tremor, the list goes on. There's hundreds of them, and it leads to misunderstandings because a person may bow out of a situation or a party or whatever it might be, and it, you know, there's a judgment there because you don't know what that person is actually going through. I, for example, over the past couple of years, developed an anxiety disorder. And my world just started getting smaller and smaller. And for that reason, you don't hear about those stories because those people are just kind of receding into the background. That it's intentional. And so we wanted to create a space where it was okay for, it was an open forum for people to talk about that sort of thing. Because we've heard stories about, you know, oh, I was at the bar and bars are bad now. But the people who stay home, we don't get to hear their stories.
Was this because both of you wanted to talk about your own?
Yes.
In part, yeah.
We wanted to, this was actually an experiment for us. We just kind of needed the therapy. Mm-hmm. Like, I love to connect with people. It's almost a need. Like, I have to connect with people in the world. But my anxiety and depression prevent me from doing that. Mm-hmm. And it also prevents me from going out into the comedy community and even functioning in that social realm. Often when I do disabilities material in, say, a showcase or a lineup, you know, all the comedians will be doing very lighthearted stuff. And then I come up and I do my kind of darker disabled material. And sometimes it can bring down the room. And sometimes it can be not something people want to hear at that moment. And so sometimes you get the right kind of audience and sometimes they understand what you're doing. But other times a lot of people get sad. And so we wanted to create a space where that's the expectation. Our audience is there to hear about the invisible disability and they're not going to be thrown a curveball by it. They're there for a reason. And we wanted to set the expectation right from the get-go. And that way no one is, you know, coming to get away from their troubles and then kind of thrown a curveball and, oh, I have to hear depressing stuff.
The headliner for this show on Sunday is Nina G. And we have a clip that not only gives you a sense of the humor of Nina G, but also what you're describing, how people kind of join in and say, it's okay, and we're going to laugh. Mm-hmm.
Stutterers, we are interrupted all the time. Like, I'll be in the midst of a like that. And what the other person will do is this with their hands to, like, hurry it up. And this has helped me, everyone. This is good. This is telling me to spit it out. All very helpful. And I don't know what it is about stuttering or other kinds of disabilities, but as soon as someone meets you, they suddenly have a PhD in the thing you have. Oh my God, I get advice all the time, like, just slow down and breathe. Yeah, in the 38 years I've been stuttering, I've never thought of that.
All right, about why people laugh. You know, we're told that we laugh because we're uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. Do you think that's true? Or do you think we laugh because we're relieved that it's out there, or we want to join in that shared kind of human experience of being, of having gaps?
I think it's a relatability thing. And I think it's kind of a place where we can kind of, we gather to share our pain. And it kind of takes you out of the pain and seeing it from a third person perspective. Yeah, to me, I think it's relatability, especially when people secretly have the thing that you're talking about. A lot of people we've heard from audience members after the show saying, like, oh my gosh, I didn't know that I wasn't the only one. It's so nice to hear guys actually say what's on my mind or what I'm experiencing at home. And that's the thing about, and anxiety is a common thing that comedians have. Like, a lot of our comedians talk about anxiety, and the thing about anxiety is that it lies to you and it tells you that you're the only one who has it, and that you're the only one who has these kind of absurd thoughts. And we tend to, like what Drew was saying, retreat, and we don't talk to each other. And turns out half the world knows exactly what we're going through.
That's comedian Ali Ada, and Drew Kimsey is in the studio as well. They are producers also of the Invisible Disabilities Comedy Hour, which is this Sunday, 7 o'clock at the Punchline Sacramento. How does it feel, Drew, when people start laughing at the thing that is deep and difficult for you that you're trying to let go of in a way?
Well, I don't know if it's necessarily that I'm trying to let go of it. It's more that part of me never thought that it would be relatable. Like, I was in a bad car accident when I was in high school, and I was in a coma because I had a traumatic brain injury. And my experience afterwards, I didn't discuss with other people because I didn't think that they could imagine what that would be like. But at one of our Invisible Disabilities open mics, I actually, just before the open mic, I wrote out the story of what had happened in my accident and how I didn't really understand how the TBI had affected me and how my disability was actually that I don't know what my disability is, because I don't have a before and after comparison of what's going on with my brain. Mm. And there was, as when I started talking about that, there was people in the audience just nodding to themselves and muttering, like, I know exactly what you're talking about. And it was, there's others out there like you, but if you were trapped in your own head about it, you don't find out about it.
Here's another comedian. This is Nicole Tran, and the first words she's going to say are, I'm from Vietnam, so let's listen.
I'm from Vietnam. Please excuse me the way I speak. There's some letters in the English language that I cannot pronounce. I could tell you which one they are, but I cannot pronounce them. This is a hip crowd, and I'm loving it. Sometimes people cannot understand my name over the phone. My name is Tran. Wait a minute. Spell it for me, please. Sure. T like Tiwasaki. R like Rashiko. A like Elasima. And N like Nancy. The other day, I smiled at a handsome American guy. He asked me, are you hitting on me? I go, if I'm not hitting on you, you would be in hospital bed right now.
I thought maybe she was stepping forward with this invisible disability, but she too suffers from some of the deep and hidden issues, anxieties that we're talking about. So how is it for you to be taking this show, this concept, to a bigger stage and a bigger audience?
Well, like we said before, we kind of just did it for ourselves to kind of have our own little bubble where it could be a safe place for us and maybe some of our friends or comedians we knew who had struggles. But like the immediate success of the show just kind of propelled itself. I think Drew had a couple things to say about the success of it, and how the demand from comedians as well as audience members just kept it going.
Yeah, it's very much kind of a group therapy situation almost. Like, even if you aren't, you know, going through the anxiety that the comedian is talking about, seeing that degree of honesty on stage is just a really good feel. I remember at our very first show at Luna's Cafe, I kind of like welled up with tears with like what we had created. I was just really proud of the environment that we had created where people could be so honest, and that degree of honesty I think helps them connect with the audience in a way that maybe most comedy doesn't.
Well, congratulations on what you're doing. I'm not sure there's anything more powerful than finding ways that we can connect with each other. So much can come from that. So the show again is Sunday night at the Punchline, 7 o'clock. Bring more humor back. I'm sitting here listening to you realizing we need more of this and more of the laughter. And I'll say that Amber Whitford is the host of the show. And once again, thank you so, so very much. That's Drew Kimsey and Alieda. And good luck with
thank
more shows.
You.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, thank you.
And that's Insight for today. I'm Beth Ruyak. Our producers are Cody Drabble and Bert Johnson. We had help from Gabriella Fernandez. Our technical director is Mark Jones. Our engineer again today is Anthony Van Hook. Insight's executive producer is Joe Barr. I hope you too find a moment to laugh in your day. And thanks for joining us.